Retail giant Target is pulling merchandise that was part of its Pride Month collection that comes after a wave of critique and complaints that even included threats against its workers. Target has not responded to follow-up questions from NPR, but according to Reuters, the chain dropped products from an LGBTQ+ brand that included spooky gothic imagery, including skulls and Satan in pastel colors. The company was also blasted by conservative activists for selling quote-unquote tuck-friendly women's swimsuits that allowed trans people to keep their private parts private. As NPR's Joe Hernandez reports, this all comes amid moves in many parts of the country targeting LGBTQ+ people.
Target's Pride collection includes adult and children's clothes, calendars, books, and more. Critics online and in the media blasted some of the products, and Target said it was removing the items to protect workers' safety. Videos on social media showed people in Target stores confronting employees about certain products and even destroying Pride displays. Given these volatile circumstances, the company said in a statement, we are making adjustments to our plans, including removing items that have been at the center of the most significant confrontational behavior. The worry now, according to some experts who study extremism, is that Target's decision to remove these items could encourage more violent behavior against the LGBTQ+ community.
If they're going to wade in on this and they're going to put support out there for the LGBTQ+ population, I think once they enter that fray, they have a responsibility to stand by that community.
Michael Edison Hayden is a senior investigative reporter and spokesperson for the Southern Poverty Law Center.
As soon as you back down like this, you send a message that intimidation works. And that makes it much scarier than if you had never started it to begin with.
Target is just the most recent company to face criticism and boycott threats over products supporting the LGBTQ+ community. Bud Light faced a major social media backlash last month after Anheuser-Busch ran an ad campaign featuring popular trans influencer Dylan Mulvaney. Joe Hernandez, NPR News.